This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A judge has sentenced former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin to 22.5 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It was less than what the prosecution wanted and much more than what the defense had hoped for. 22.5 years in prison for the officer who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes as the dying man begged for help. Judge Peter Cahill imposed the sentence, as heard on Court TV.
Based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
Chauvin, who didn't speak at his trial, briefly addressed the Floyd family.
Give my condolences to the Floyd family. There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest. And I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
Chauvin, wearing a face mask, had no visible reaction to the sentence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least 4 people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand this is going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and We're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people. I'm Shelley Antler.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said the COVID-19 Delta variant, first identified in India, is the most transmissible of the variants so far and is spreading in at least 85 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN agency was concerned about the increasing reach of the Delta variant, particularly among unvaccinated populations.
More cases means more hospitalizations, further stretching health workers and health systems, which increases the risk of death.
The WHO has previously said that 2 doses of the licensed COVID-19 vaccines appear to provide strong protection against the Delta variant. However, it warned that lack of access to vaccine in poor countries, which have received fewer than 2% of the billion doses administered so far, makes them extremely vulnerable. A new study shows that the virus that causes COVID-19 could have started spreading in China as early as October of 2019, 2 months before the first case was identified in the central city of Wuhan. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
The new study, released Friday, estimates the virus had probably already spread globally by January 2020. China's first official COVID-19 case was in December 2019 and was linked to Wuhan's Hunan seafood market. However, some early cases had no known connection with Hunan, implying that COVID-19 was already circulating before it reached the market. A joint study published by China and the World Health Organization at the end of March acknowledged there could have been sporadic human infections before the Wuhan outbreak. Leading scientists continue to say that a lab leak can't be ruled out.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. U.S. President Joe Biden met Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up to leave and government forces struggle to repel Taliban advances. Speaking in the Oval Office, Biden said U.S. support for Afghanistan was not ending, but would be sustained despite the troop pullout.
The partnership between Afghanistan and the United States is not ending. It's going to be sustained.
The Ghani-Abdullah visit comes with the peace process stalled and violence raging as Afghan security forces fight to stem a Taliban spring offensive that threatens several provincial capitals and has triggered mobilizations of ethnic militias to reinforce government troops. Reporting by remote, I